This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Happy Wednesday. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP once again today. B. Mitch, you're wearing a white shirt. I thought you might show up in a white jersey.
Nah. You know, I'm in a golfing mode.
Might see
today.
A little dirty 30 today.
I understand. I got a lot of pictures on the phone, though. You know, cause, so I went back just the other day, and I started looking at, because like when people, you started hearing rumors about what the possibility of the unveil was going to be. And I went back and looked at some highlights, and I think I might have had like 9 or 10 touchdowns here in Washington returning. I think every one of them was in a white jersey except one. So that means that white jersey was special.
It sounds about
the
right.
The Super Bowl was one.
And that's what they're calling these.
You picture right there.
The Super Bowl era. It looks good.
That's the one I wore in the Super Bowl.
It looks good. It looks good. They're calling the Super Bowl era jerseys. We're going to open up the phone lines the whole first hour if you want to hop in. 800-636-1067. We'll get to Mike Rizzo, who was on with the Junkies about an hour ago. We'll play some of that for you coming up in a little bit as well. Neil Greenberg, he's going to join the show coming up at 11. Joe Doyle covers baseball, MLB draft. We'll get his thoughts coming up at noon. But right now, we're reacting to the jerseys that were unveiled for the Commanders. Alternates, they're going to be worn 3 times this season, already scheduled. Week 9 against the Seahawks, Week 13 against the Broncos, and Week 17 against the Cowboys. That's 2 Sunday Night Football games, and that's the Christmas Day game. Mm-hmm. These are going to be special to see, B-Mitch. I'm a big jersey guy. I have hundreds in my collection. I have plenty of this specific jersey, basically, in my collection. I think my Santana Moss one we were talking about yesterday mm-hmm. is the white one. I didn't realize how much this was going to mean to me until driving in this morning, and I see the picture of Jaden. They got Zach Ertz. They got Bobby Wagner. They got Revo. Mm-hmm. Seeing those guys in the jersey that I grew up watching, it just meant something different.
Well, I'm sure it does, and I think that people that really, really get caught up in it, I'm sure it means a lot for him. For me, it brought back memories, you know. Hell, I went in my basement, and I was able to take this picture right here. That's the actual jersey we wore in the Super Bowl, 1992, January 26th, just so it's not new. And then I went back. I saw the first game I ever had a return against Atlanta in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in that color jersey right there.
Why were you playing in Chapel Hill?
Because they were trying to get the Carolina Panthers down there. See, I was pre-Carolina Panthers. So they had a game down there, and we had a preseason game against them. In the opening kickoff, I took it to the house. And then my last touchdown in a Washington uniform, in the white jerseys again, up the right sideline against Tampa. So it brought back a lot of memories, and I think that's what it's more about. Those days were – well, before you told you're young, man. Damn, you're young. But people remember those glory years.
Yes.
What made them love this team so much? And I'm sure there are a lot of kids your age that parents saw that era. And that's probably why you like it a lot, because they pushed it to you. They talked to you about it. You know, the John Riggins, the Joe Theismann, Daryl Greens, Art Monk. You know, you start going through the list of those of the greats. They wore those uniforms, and it makes a world of difference.
B. Mitch, I didn't know you played in that game in Carolina.
I opened up the game, dog, at running the touchdown on landfield.
I was pretty sure that was Mitchell Bryan.
Well, they did say Mitchell Bryan. I remember it was another video came out later, and the guy said, I guess they got his name right after this. He kept saying, Mitchell Bryan on the carry.
Yeah, so it's cool because I just went back and was looking through all the great plays in Redskins history, and Riggins touchdown run in the Super Bowl in the white jerseys. Daryl Green, think of any great moment with Daryl Green. Most of them going to be in the white jerseys.
Yep.
Even looking back to what we were talking with Santana yesterday, the Monday Night Miracle in those white jerseys. So that's more my era. I didn't get to see the Super Bowl years. So it's special seeing that you guys wore white at home with Gibbs.
Yeah, but we wore white on the road a lot, too.
So you basically wore white probably, what, 80, 90% of the time?
It was a lot.
So having this back in the mix, it's special seeing it compared to especially what you look at with what this team has been wearing the last couple of years. It just feels like a nod to the past. And that was something that I hated when they did the rebrand. And I think when Josh Harris bought this team, someone that grew up in this area rooting for this team, it was special because you knew that there was going to be a nod to the past. The couple of issues I had when they rebranded this team was you had guys in charge of this rebrand that didn't understand this team and the history of this team. And so what happened?
Preach, Toby, preach.
You end up with stuff that doesn't look like anything that we grew up rooting for. And they don't care because they didn't grow up with this stuff. But we did. And so when we're watching Sunday, it felt different.
On. Dan did say he was a fan.
Well, okay.
Well, and I found out that he necessarily wasn't, but, you know.
Forget about Dan.
But that's the whole rebrand thing was under that era.
Yeah, and it just was so bad. So bad, because the stuff that you grew up watching was just all gone. And the thing that I just absolutely hated is you had to almost pretend like however long you've been alive and cheering for this team, you had to pretend like all those years were gone once 2-2-22 came around because you couldn't have any imagery. You couldn't even have the same looking uniforms.
You could have had the same looking uniforms, and I think they made the change thinking that they had chosen the same colors. You know, when what was the coach? Jim Zorn, when he said the maroon, gold, and the maroon, black, and yellow. Man, that's what he said. It's burgundy and gold, dude. Mm-hmm. It's not maroon. And I think the ultimate thing, if you look at the uniform, maroon, black, and yellow are prevalent in those ones that they went to. It's not burgundy.
No.
It's not gold. It's yellow. It's maroon. Okay?
Yeah. No, I watch a team every Saturday, Virginia Tech Hokies, that wears maroon. Commanders, so, Redskins, football team, they ain't maroon. They are burgundy, and there is a difference. Because just watch any game where they wore their all maroon look with the new unis that they've been wearing. That ain't the same color uniform that I grew up watching. I can tell you that much. They can tell you it's the same. It's not. Even now you go look at the uniforms they just dropped. Look at the color of the numbers versus what the color of they've been wearing. It's different. Even if it's just slightly, you can tell it when it's on the screen. And I'm so glad that they're going back. You can take a nod to the past. To me, that was the big issue that I've had, is when they rebranded this team, it was almost like a team that was historic. They threw away all the history and pretended as if it wasn't a thing. And even when you're trying to embrace the past, they're kind of photoshopping things out and doing different things. Embrace the history of this team, even though you have to change the name and you had to drop the logo, those things. Still find a way to embrace the history of this organization. And when Josh Harris bought the team and you heard recently that they were going to unveil new uniforms, you knew that someone that actually cared about the history of this franchise was going to do as good a job as he possibly could to bring it back to something that we all grew accustomed to, we all fell in love with. And that's what I think you got this morning, seeing these uniforms unveiled. It looks like time's gone by. It looks like when you watch a highlight of this team when they were competitive winning Super Bowls, they were wearing these jerseys, and it's going to be so good to see them in these jerseys again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to bring back a lot of memories and all, but the thing I would say, and this is always my mindset, and I think everybody that ever heard me talk about it, I love the fact that they went back to the uniforms. But I want to see the production. I want to see the improvement. I want to see the passion. You know, just putting on a uniform does nothing for me. I know it does a lot for a lot of people. Everybody, I've been looking on social media. Boy, you could have sworn people just had a child. You know what I mean? But I need to see that same effort, that same tenacity. I need to see the winning in it. You know, that's what I remember. I think when you think, they say the Super Bowl era jerseys. And I think in all those Super Bowls that they won, they wore that white jersey. So when you start thinking of that, you think about success. You know, I was asked to do a little thing, and I went through it, and you could see the excitement. You could hear it in my voice because you think about the times when this team and the love and the lore for it now, it happened in those years. And there are people that still remember that. And there are young people that never saw it, but they feel it because their parents and their relatives said something about it. It's not just because of the uniform. It's not just because of the colors. It's because of what those individuals did inside those jerseys. And that has to come out. And that's why, in a thing I said something similar to, like, I'm not guaranteeing a Super Bowl just because they're wearing the jerseys. But I watch them now, and you watch the work they put in, you watch the passion, and you watch the mindset of the players. They're doing what they need to do to get there. They got to now put it together. So I'm liking it, I'm loving it, and I want to just see more. You know, I'm greedy. Hell, if you show me a little something, I want to see everything.
I'm just so happy that it feels like they understand this franchise again and all the little details. The only difference that I can see from this jersey to what I grew up watching is the change in the logo on the side of the helmet. That's the only difference.
Yeah, but and I think that's what you
and that's what it should have been all along.
But that's not going to be bad. I know anybody want to do the speculation that ain't coming back, because like I know when we did it back when they threw it back when I was playing, we wore those gold pants, white jerseys with the dark burgundy. And we wore the helmets, but they didn't put a spear on the side of it. It was just a plain helmet. They took the logo off and everything. And I was wondering, like, why you just get a new helmet? Like today, you see guys with multiple helmets. They didn't do that back then.
Yeah,
we wore that plain helmet and went out there and played with it, you know, and had fun. But I got that uniform in my house, too. I got all my uniforms in my house.
I just love, you know, that you got the yellow face mask back. You've got the helmet stripes back. I don't know. It just means a lot to me. I think for a lot of people. Jeff, I saw you rolling in a Commander's jersey. I saw you tweet out that, screw the black jersey, you're getting a Jaden jersey and these threads. What were your thoughts when you saw this morning?
Okay, now, don't get it twisted. I still love the black jersey.
That doesn't look like my team. But, they're cool, but it doesn't look like my team.
They look nice, but seeing... Like, even seeing these jerseys, it just take you back to a time when we were watching Santana. Shoot, when we were watching Jason Campbell at one point.
Yeah.
Like it just feels like home again. And, like, and we're winning. Like, it's like an ice cream sundae. The three scoops was us getting to the NFC Championship and still putting work in. And, like, the uniforms is like that whipped cream. And now once we get a ring, I'm not saying it's going to come this year. But it could. It's a possibility. It was a possibility last year. Hey, that's going to be the perfect cherry on top. And it shows that, all right, I know it sounds crazy when, you know, when we say the team is listening to the fans. But some things I just feel like you should listen to the fans on. Like,
I don't think they're listening. I think the owners are fans.
Yeah,
and I think that's the ultimate thing.
That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah, they felt it. And we went through an era with the other dude telling you about how much he was a fan. Dude ain't go to no games till he owned the team. This dude here used to go to games.
And that's what I mean about that. Like, Josh knew, even in the rebrand, he knew, like, that's what we wanted. I think he had this, and like you said, he said it in the press conference we was at when it first happened. But I just felt like it was one of his plans. When they did the rebrand, and he was like, oh, yeah, the team about to go up for sale. He was like, yeah, we're going to do this, 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 and this. And it just, like, the fact that I'm not even seeing anyone complain on social media right now.
Like, I mean, what is there to complain about? Yeah, this looks like the team that we grew up rooting for.
Some folks still, they want to make it into something else now, but you got to forget about this. Ignore them.
I'm not saying nothing negative.
You're
going to
find a fool everywhere you go. Sometimes you just got to ignore them.
It's just nice to have these back. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Washington.
I got a question for y'all.
Yeah, what you got?
Y'all think they make these out permanent uniforms?
That's the speculation. That
maybe in the years to come.
As early as
this
next
year's going to be three.
Yeah, for this year, it's the alternate. They're going to wear it three times, at least scheduled three times for now. But the rumor is that by 2026, these, maybe they would unveil another one. I don't know. Or they would just permanently go back to wearing white 90% of the time and occasionally roll out maybe the, I don't know. So one of the things that I'm interested in with how this works is the NFL's rule on having alternate jerseys is you have to have, if you're going to wear a different color. So, for example, with Washington getting those black unis that they've worn the last couple of years, you have to have that color in another uniform. That's why black was so prominent in the white jerseys that they've worn the last couple of years, which obviously has never really been a part of the color scheme of this team before. But part of the reason that they did that is that was that rule. I'm curious if maybe they get a sort of exemption where maybe they still wear the black unis, but they can get rid of those stupid white jerseys that don't look good at all, and they can just wear these because these are so good looking.
So basically,
those white ones are horrible.
Now.
They do have four jerseys.
And, but you can you wear all four of them in 1 year?
I think they will.
That's the question I'm asking.
They'll wear these. I would assume that they're going to wear the black ones at home for some primetime game. I think these would maybe count as like a throwback alternate. Because, like, you know, think about Tennessee. They've got multiple jerseys. They've got alternates and all that stuff. But then they wear the Oilers stuff. And that's technically like their throwback alternate. So I don't know how this fits in there. But the rumor is, or at least some reporting, John Kimes says it's still TBD. I know G&D have kind of been reporting that these will maybe become permanent. Sheehan's kind of said the same sort of thing, that these will probably become permanent down the line. We've heard others, I think Albert Prier was saying that maybe these become permanent down the line. But regardless, how do you feel about these jerseys returning to the rotation? 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Do you like the unis? Should they become permanent? Maybe do you still have issues with the W being on the side, whatever maybe? But I think just about everybody is very positive about these unis. We'll get to your calls next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Houses are very, very expensive right now. But you know what? Our friend John Leahy, he has a deep bench of buyers in waiting. More than 10,000 buyers ready to buy, and he may already have your home sold. Listen, John is confident he can sell your house, and that's what you need. When you're going into home selling, you want to make sure that you have a confident guy going out there. Recent seller was thrilled to receive an offer, which was $20,000 over asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly, no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out the John Leahy Guaranteed Offer right there on the website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time. And that's why we think John is the DMV MVP of real estate. So you can give John a call right now at 301-900-3052 or hit him online at johnsellsdmv.com. Or even easier, you can just Google John Leahy Group and start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Packing. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP, 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, New Jersey's just unveiled about an hour and a half ago for
new
the Commanders.
New old influence.
I mean, they're basically the old jerseys, and you just flipped out the logo, yeah. And they look beautiful. They look just like the team that you grew up watching. I think they did a fantastic job with the video that they made incorporating the history of this team, throwing it back to the years when they were winning Super Bowls, and they brought it back. Also, by the way, the font on the back of the jerseys, the name font, that's more of a throwback font, too, on there. So I think they did a fantastic job with these, B-Mitch. They look absolutely great. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give them? I give him a 10.
I got to give him a 10, man, because I walk around with some bling on my finger in the, from one of those jerseys. You know? I have personal reason that I like them, so.
It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
800-636-1067. Let's get to your phone calls. We'll start with Tailgate Ted.
Ted, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Someone doesn't like these? Let's just be real. They're closet Cowboys or Eagles fans. These things are fire, and there's no reason any Washington fan, I don't care what name you root for, shouldn't like them. It just goes back to burgundy and gold, and that's all that matters in the end.
I'm with that.
These are so pretty. I mean, as soon as they start selling these jerseys, I'm going to run out of money, Ted, because I'm going to end up buying like six of them.
They can fund the new stadium just by selling these jerseys. I mean, the $2.75 billion, I mean, all the jerseys that they could sell, if these were for sale right now, they would immediately sell out of all of them.
The only
frustrating part is we can't get them until November.
You can put some of those white jerseys and put the old names back on them, too, now. Get them sold, too.
Yeah, there was a guy that called in the Junks that said he had a McNabb 5 and he was going to put Jaden on the back. Don't put that bad juju on Jaden. Please don't. Burn that old McNabb 5 jersey.
I'm saying put some of them jerseys, put a rig on a 44. You know what I'm saying?
Heck yeah.
It'll sell if you're on one of the throwback games, I'm telling you.
Now we're talking. Ted, appreciate the phone call, man. Let's get out to Blake in Wilmington. Blake, what's going on?
What's up? I love them. What I told Jeff when I got on here is just make the burgundy ones and call it the permanent uniforms. I mean, you couldn't. It was too easy. It was hard to mess these up. And if anybody's mad about the logo, I mean, that is what it is. It's not going to change. But from the stripes to the font to the colors, I mean, just make them permanent at this point. I know this is the first step, but this is a great sign. And I think if you just make the burgundy ones and make these the permanent ones, I think everybody's going to be happy. But they nailed it. 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, my only gripe would be that they're not available to buy yet.
Mm.
Like, if you could have these available to buy, I can guarantee you people, when they got off work today or maybe on their way into work today, or if they're maybe going to have to take off work early to get over to Northwest Stadium to pick up these jerseys, or going online or going to the local sporting goods store, I guarantee you people would be picking up these jerseys in number 5, Jaden Daniels.
Bomb up.
I like this that they did, B. Mitch. So this picture JP tweeted out. You can see it on his Twitter, at JP Finley NBCS. So who do you think this is? This is a current player, I'd assume. But who do you think when you see this?
Well, it looks like D. Green.
That's what I like.
But I think it's Revo.
It's Revo.
Yeah.
But I love the way that they frame this. It looks like Daryl Green.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic player right there.
I saw a picture this morning that Daryl took just like that, standing in that same position.
It looks like you're covering up the bottom of the 3 and the 9, so it looks like a 2-8.
Yeah.
That's great job by the marketing team over there. Let's get out to Toothpick. Toothpick, what's going on?
Hey, what's good? Listen, you can get them right now. All you got to do is go in your closet and pull out them old joints right now. Hey, I'm going in my closet tonight. I'm pulling out this old number 30 that I have stashed up in there. So, I already got it. So, it's no need to go buy a new one until, you know, next year or whatever, once they roll out the burgundy ones as well. Hey, it feels like a team that I know. It's not an expansion team anymore.
Yeah.
It's what I grew up with. Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the easiest way, if you want your jersey, is to just go dig in the closet and find whatever jerseys you've had from before. I think I have a Cooley one that I could wear that would fit in this. I think I have a Washington football team, which is still similar unis. I think I have a Terry, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd go with one of those things. By the way, we got to talk about Terry in a little bit. We'll talk about him later on in the show. But right now, talking about the jerseys that were unveiled, the new ones, but they're really not new. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Mary Jo in Midland. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to let you know that my mom grew up in D.C., and the original owners of the Washington football team owned a laundromat and a dry cleaner. And his deal was those guys could roll around in those white jerseys and get them filthy dirty, and the next week you would see them and they would all be clean and sparkly. And it was an advertisement for his business so that he could prove that he could get really dirty things clean and you could come use his. But yeah, she used to talk about that, and that's why they had the white jerseys, is so that he could advertise for his business.
That's smart as hell.
That's a pretty good idea right there. I appreciate the phone call. That's a pretty good idea because, believe me, after a game, those jerseys are not white anymore. You hope the quarterback's one is white, but everyone else's is probably not white.
But you put a little certain chemicals in there, they get it out.
Get out to Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, what's up?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, man?
I'm right there with you guys, man. This is a 10 out of 10. Toby, I'm 42 years old, so this really hits me right in the sweet spot of becoming a fan of this team, rooting on that guy sitting there next to you, ripping, you know, all the names. But what this really does is it brings me back to the Hogs, man, because when I was a kid, I come from a family of big people, and offensive line was a big deal for us. And just seeing those jerseys, it reminds me of Jim Lachey. It reminds me of Jacoby. I have a son named Jacoby because of Joe Jacoby. I mean, just it just hits right home. And I don't know, it just seems like in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, nostalgia has been a thing, like, across society. Everybody's yearning for the past. And I was waiting this morning ever since 7 o'clock. I had all the notifications on. I wanted to see what we were doing. I'm so glad we went with this. I hope it's more than 3 games, and maybe even next year I hope it's permanent. But 10 out of 10, Josh Harris, don't miss. Let's sign Terry, and let's go do it.
Appreciate it, Rusty. Yeah, I think it is. It just feels like the team that so long we rooted for. And even though there was a long era, frankly, for me, their most successful season came in the Commanders' uniforms last year. Like, in my lifetime, that's the best team I've ever saw. But it's so nice to see a nod to the past, because every single time I tune in on a Sunday and someone's wearing some sort of throwback, I was like, well, where the heck is mine? this feels like a team that I didn't grow up rooting for. This now feels like a throwback to what I grew up loving. This feels like the team that I fell in love with. I tweeted out earlier that I didn't know how I'd feel. I thought I would obviously be excited about it. but I didn't realize how much it meant to me. And someone quote tweeted it, B. Mitch, and said it made me feel like I was 10 again. Mm. And those are the sorts of things that I think.
Yeah, you're close to 10.
I'm not that far away. Not that far away. But yeah, it just feels like there's now a drawback to what this team's history was. And that was missing with what they did with the Commanders' rebrand of the uniform.
I think a lot of that also, previous ownership did not like connecting to the past. He only wanted to connect to the past when he wanted to float those trophies out. And something he had absolutely nothing to do with. As far as having individuals from the past in and stuff like that, no, he didn't care about all that stuff. But then when you change ownership, and they really grew up in that era, in that past, and knowing all that, they wanted it to come back. So it doesn't seem hard. Anything reaching out to the past with Josh and his crew, I think it's cool. Because you feel that that's what they really care about. They didn't want to reach out to that. They were trying to make people think they did something here. He was reaping the benefits of what happened prior to him, not nothing that happened during him. Believe me.
I love that behind you there's a picture of the Skins wearing those unis. Oh, yeah. With opening up a hole for the Diesel, number 44, Riggo, to come rumbling through the middle. I love that. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Larry in La Plata. Larry, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I echo everyone's comments that this is embracing our accomplishments, the team's accomplishments in the past. It's an appreciation and a respect for the Joe Gibbs era. You mentioned that they're only going to wear the uniforms for three games. Fellas, I'll bet you dollars to donuts right now that when we make the playoffs, they will be wearing these uniforms in the first game. Trust me on that. I'll make that bet right now.
Well, you might lose your money because it's an NFL thing. It's not just them deciding on wearing the uniform.
So the NFL dictates?
They dictate. You choose the amount of games you're going to wear them that year, and that's the games they chose. And then I don't think the playoffs are something that you could do it in. So maybe next year, if you made that bet, you might win.
No, I think you're wrong, Brian. Because if it's part of their if it's part of their closet, and I certainly know it applies to baseball. You can pick the uniform that you want to wear for the playoffs, and if you win in it, you can continue to wear it throughout the playoffs. It becomes your good look uniform.
Well, that's baseball. I don't think that's NFL.
It's a little bit different. I'm not exactly sure about the rules, but. Let's just say this. Get a home playoff game, and then you're the home team you can pick, and then petition to wear these. I like that. I like that. Let's get out to Jeff in D.C. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, bro?
Hey, I just look at it like I'm happy to see the uniforms, but just being a fan, I'm happy to see these uniforms, the old ones, whatever they wear. As long as you're a fan of the team, it doesn't matter. If people want to cry about the old uniforms or cry about the new ones, they're not real fans. You got to accept whatever's happening. That's how I look at it.
100%.
Yeah. Appreciate the last year you saw a lot of that. It was a lot of complaints that were they left because they were winning. You know, and I think that's how it goes. But this is something that's sentimental to people. I understand that.
I tell you what, B. Mitch, these jerseys were going to mean a lot regardless, but they mean a lot more when you have a winning football team and there's hope for this town again. You're 100% correct about that.
There you go, Toby.
Let's get out to Frank in Largo. Frank, what's up? Frank, what's going on? We'll throw Frank back on hold, see if we can get him. Let's get out to C at Northwest Stadium. C, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, man. B. Mitch, see you at the draft day party, man. I told you to get that hog on your, put that hog on your cap, on your draft day cap.
Gotcha.
I'm at the stadium, man. You guys got me so hyped up, man. I drove all the way to the stadium, not even realizing where I was going, and I just ended up at Northwest Stadium trying to get in the team store to buy one of those jerseys.
They're not available to the public until what is it? October?
I don't know, but they need to be available as soon as possible.
Available in October, I think.
Like, can they just be out today?
They need to be available when they open at 11. They not even open. I'm up here at 10:30 looking in the parking lot. People looking at me like I'm crazy.
You're going to be waiting for a long time, dog.
Well, if you happen to find any, I'll take a Jaden and an XL.
Hey, I'm an authenticity king. It's not real unless it comes from the team store.
I love it, man. I love it. I appreciate the phone call. I love that. I love that. You understand that there's just an excitement about this. And this is such a simple thing, B-Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for I think so many fans are touched by this, by the simplest of things. It's literally their wardrobe.
Yeah.
They changed a little bit there, and all of a sudden, you have this. Full phone lines.
They love
people
it.
Excited all over. It was such a simple thing to do, and they got it right.
We haven't been saying that for some years, right?
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? 800-636-1067. Jeff, you got something?
Go to the overweight Mr.
Nah, nah, nah. I'll wait till we come back. I'll wait till we come back.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll get whatever Jeff has to say. Also get to more of your phone calls. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11.
Oh, wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. Continuing to take your phone calls, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about the new unis? Really just old unis going back to the past. How do you feel about the unis that dropped a little bit earlier today around 9 a.m.? Again, 800-636-1067. We'll continue to get to your phone calls. Neil Greenberg going to join us coming up at 11. Let's get out to Daryl in Fairfax. Daryl, what's up?
Hey, guys. So, first of all, anytime I call you guys, B-Mitch, mad props, but I love watching you play. So, I'm a Broncos fan, and we were excited and joyed when we did our throwbacks last year. And when I saw these unis for you guys, I had the same excitement. So, I'm going to make a petition that on November 30th, Broncos are here. They wear their throwbacks. You guys already wear them. And let's do it.
I like it.
I don't know if you want to see that, because when we played the Broncos back in the day, and we killed them in the Super Bowl.
I'll take 35 points in the second quarter again.
I'll see it. I want to see it, but different result.
Appreciate it, Daryl.
Brother, appreciate you, dude.
Anyway, you guys have a good one.
You too, man.
Let's get out to, is this Koresh? Koresh? I'm not sure how you're saying it.
Koresh?
Koresh
and
Herndon?
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Good, good. Yeah, it's actually Koresh.
Koresh.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to meet you guys. Yeah. Listen, my opinion, guys, I am in love with this uniform. I've always, always wanted this, like, to come back somehow, some way. When they had that botch rebrand back in 2022, all I was thinking about this whole time was to just somehow give us a piece of our history back, you know, just something that resembles, you know, the glory days of the team. And I'm in love with this. This is the best outcome that I can see. And obviously, you know, the one thing I also do love is that how the ownership is honoring the past by not, you know, hiding the Redskins name, not hiding the Redskins logo, incorporating that into like the hype video where they had the Skins logo in the background, right? That's something that I love because it's showing to the fans that, hey, we know you guys care about this and we'll honor it as much as we can. And one more quick thing I also want to say, B. Mitch, I went to an antique shop out in Hughesville, Maryland, and there was this old 1995 Redskins history book, and I bought it, and then what I didn't realize was when I opened it, there was a signature on it. I didn't know who it was at first, but then I showed it to my dad. He's like, isn't that B. Mitch's signature? And I looked at it, and I'm like, yeah, it is. So, yeah, just wanted to say I got your signature in this book, cool. Man. It's amazing.
Good stuff, man.
Well, appreciate the phone call, that. Man. How much do I have to pay for a signature, B. Mitch?
I'll sign something for you, Toby.
I appreciate that.
You just got to go buy the jersey.
Maybe I'll have to go buy a Dirty 30 jersey.
Oh, you want me to sign this for you?
I don't. Sure, I guess I could.
It's a peacock.
A little NBC. Yeah, maybe we'll make that work.
Yeah, I'll sign this for you.
Let's get out to Mark in Florida. Mark, what's
hold
up?
On, I'm on hold.
What's
hey,
up, Mark?
How's it going, guys?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Doing well.
All right, so this video comes out, and this just gave me like a unprovoked like emotional response, a little bit of tearjerker, you know what I'm saying? Like watching the old footage and then blending it into the new guys showing the uniforms and everything. Man, this is killer. They couldn't have done any better with this.
Yeah. You know, let me admit some stuff. You know, I normally try to play the tough guy, but I went back and was looking through videos and stuff yesterday. I went to find highlights things. I was like, kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
100%. Appreciate the phone call, Mark. It's also got to be cool for players where when you see them on the field again, like you're saying, you almost feel that nostalgia when you wore the uniform.
I think when you see it, like everything was, you feel the nostalgia. But once that game starts, whether I'm in the stands or on the field, it's all about the winning now, all about the football. Prior to the game, man, the uniforms look great. Once the game starts, you basically think you're out there running around naked. You forget about the uniform. You just going to play.
Elijah's in D.C. What's going on, Elijah?
What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
I like that they are connecting the generational dots. When you look at the screen, a certain, like, you know, if you got folks or grandparents in the 70s or 80s, you know, they're going to be able to – certain things is nostalgia. You're like, man, I remember in 88. I remember this time. There's certain times and certain conversations that are going to strike up because of this that I like. I also like when you have alumni coming through. You pan Joe Gibbs. There's certain images or there's certain things that are symmetrical, and this is a symmetrical move for where they're trying to go. You're trying to get people involved, and I like this move. It makes me think of the Clinton Porter's days, certain days, even before Clinton. It's just certain stuff that I thought was cool. I think my only drawback is I looked at Wagner's name on the nameplate. Now, the bigger these guys get and the wider them backs get, I don't want to see no big guys with these little fonts on their names.
Hey, don't be calling people big backs on the radio now.
No. I mean that respectfully. Nah. I mean that if you have an NFL, you know what I mean. If you NFL, you know what I mean.
No, I got you.
You're a unit. I don't want to see some of my units with these small.
But those are kind of the letters on the back are kind of a nod to even further back than the. Those are more '90s era letters, '80s era.
Man, it's a little skinny. It's a little skinny for me. But okay. I do like in the fourth quarter. It's gonna get them jerseys may get green. This type Debo. I think it's going to look cool in the fourth quarter. It's going to bring it back to that old school ball. I like clean ball, But I think they're going to get a little dirty, like the Hawks. They be,
sure.
You know what I mean? They used to get, they used to get gritty and dirty and green.
I need Brandon Coleman rolling around in the mud a little bit so that Jaden's jersey's nice and crispy white at the end of the jersey.
Oh, man, I don't want to see them big boys get them crispy, clean jerseys at the end of the game. When they put them things on, it's a smack head. That's what I want to see.
Appreciate it, Elijah. Real quick, we'll get two more phone calls before we get to Neil Greenberg at 11. Chris is in Culpeper. Real quick, Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
The uniforms are amazing. They brought the stripes back. The colors are back. More importantly, we have burgundy numbers again instead of three-tone, whatever it is. next year, I think they're going to implement the all-white like they used to wear. They'll wear the all-burgundy and then the burgundy and white. That's where we needed to be. I'm nitpicking right now, of course. I love the uniforms, but I wish they would have put the Commander's little insignia like they have on the black uniform, like on the left side. I think that would have been a nice little tie-in. But other than that, I mean, the uniforms are 100%. Yesterday, it's kind of crazy. I got home, and you know, on NFL Network, they show old games sometimes.
Yeah.
They were literally showing, I think it was 2005, and Sean Taylor was running around. It brought a tear to my eye. We had the white jerseys on. Mark Brunell was the quarterback with burgundy pants. And I can't believe they showed it yesterday. And I said, I hope that's what they come back to.
Who were they?
Damn if they didn't.
Who were they playing in that game? Who were they playing?
They were playing the Chiefs. They were playing Trent Green and Priest Holmes. They were running around. And we had our old defense from 04, 05. It was Joe Gibbs running around the sidelines. It felt like them. And then when they dropped these uniforms, my son is in Nashville. We've been talking about it for a week. As soon as I saw him, I sent it to him. And he loves them. I have to go get a couple of jerseys. Every time I buy one, I got to get him one now, which is amazing because he was so young when we weren't that good. He loved RG3, but it didn't last. And he feels more of a tie now, and he's in his early 20s. So we're getting that fan base back. I'm super excited. It's just a great day. And listening to Brian Mitchell, how excited he is about the uniforms and talking about our history. It's a 10.
I appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, I've been sending my uncle this. He lives down in the Dallas area, so I need to get him one as soon as possible so he can wear it around, let those Cowboys fans know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Neil Greenberg going to join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.